the elephant who ran a zoo. At the Forest Park Zoo in Fort Worth, Texas, lives one of the most unusual elephants in the world.
Oh, look! The elephant!
Let's give him some peanuts.
Okay. Oh, it's a her! Look, see the sign?
Queen Tut.
Well, hello there, Queen Tut. How does it feel to be out of your tomb?
Look, she's coming over here. Gosh, I'm afraid. Look at that trunk. She could do plenty with that.
Oh, she won't hurt you. Look, here she is.
Oh, the cute thing. She's put her trunk right there between the bars. She wants a peanut.
Okay. Here, Queen Tut.
Oh, the cute thing. Look, she put it in her mouth. Isn't she darling?
Darling? Oh, what a word to use for an elephant.
Well, she is. Say, isn't she acting sort of queer? As if she was listening to something.
Maybe she's got indigestion. She's going away again.
Hello there. Say, were you feeding that elephant peanuts?
Hello. Well, she was so cute putting her trunk out there and everything. And
she's spoiled. She don't deserve any peanuts.
I'm sorry, mister.
Well, elephants are easily spoiled. You gotta be careful.
Mr. Keeper, why is she acting so funny? Look at her way over there. Oh, I hope she isn't sick.
Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, I know what's going to happen. Listen.
Oh, she's mad at something. I'm leaving.
Wait. Listen again. You hear them factory whistles? Good old Queen Tut. She's always on time.
Say, what is this, anyhow?
Well, she always trumpets at 7 in the morning, 12 noon, and 5:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Yeah, it's getting so we can set our watches by her.
Well, I'll be
Well, I've been here 10 years, mister, and she's done it ever since I knew her. Regular alarm clock.
Isn't that marvelous? Aw, I wish I had an elephant.
Come on, let's get out of here quick.
Strange as it seems, this elephant at Fort Worth actually gives notice to workers in the zoo to come to work, go to lunch, and leave for the day. She has learned to trumpet just ahead of the factory whistles. How would she look in a cuckoo clock? The Phantom Flower. St. Petersburg, the capital of Russia of the old regime. Oriental in its splendor. The glamorous Holy Russia of the Tsar. It is 1859, and it is spring. In the summer garden between Emperor Alexander II's palace and the Neva River, a few courtiers and guests from Europe are wandering. Among them is the Tsar Alexander himself, accompanied by Prince Bismarck of Prussia, later to become famous as the Iron Chancellor.
Ah, these early spring days make the heart sing, Your Majesty.
Yes, Prince Bismarck. That's why I like music to be wafted continuously through the air. It makes me feel young again. The Crimean War left us old before our time.
War does that.
Sometimes the life of a ruler is full of trouble. Look, that sentry over there. I wonder what he's doing. Let's ask him.
He seems to be standing guard over empty air.
Yes. Sentry, why are you standing there?
Those are my orders, Your Imperial Majesty.
But what are you guarding?
I I do not know, Your Imperial Majesty.
You do not know? Who gave you these orders?
The Captain of the Guard, Your Majesty.
Very well. You see, Prince Bismarck, my life is full of little perplexities. I must find out the reason for this, if indeed there is any reason.
But the question of the sentry cannot be solved. The captain of the guard gives the information that a sentry must stand guard in that spot, winter and summer, day and night. But the reason for this is not known. At last, a week later...
Well, Prince Bismarck, today we're to learn the mystery of the lone sentry. You remember him, standing there in the summer garden, not knowing what he was guarding.
I remember it well, Your Majesty.
May I bring the servant in now, Your Imperial Majesty?
By all means, Adjutant. This will be amusing. An old pensioned servant says that he knows the reason.
Here he is, Your Imperial Majesty.
Your Imperial Majesty?
What is your name?
Peter, Your Majesty. I served your father for many years.
I see. You know why the sentry stands guard in the summer garden.
Yes, sire.
Very well. Tell me then.
He guards a flower.
A flower?
Yes, Your Majesty. One day when my father was alive, he pointed to a sentry standing there in the garden and said, "There stands that soldier guarding the flower." He was ordered there by the Empress Catherine.
Catherine the Great? But that was 75 years ago.
I will try to remember the story, Your Majesty. My father said that one day, about 12 years before the Empress Catherine died, she was walking in the summer garden with one of her ladies.
Look, Marfa. Spring is coming at last.
The wild geese flew over the neighbor yesterday, Your Majesty.
In a few weeks, the flowers will spring out from the ground. It will soon be time for you to fall in love, Marfa. Spring always makes one fall in love.
I am in love already, Your Majesty.
Yes? With whom?
With Captain Mushonov.
You mean the handsome young officer with the blue eyes?
Yes, the handsome young officer. Why do you laugh, Your Majesty?
I was just thinking. If I were only 20 years younger, but then he loves you.
Oh, Your Majesty, you would not...
No, my dear. Even Catherine of Russia must finally say farewell to love. Look, Marfa.
Oh, a flower. The first one.
A little snowdrop, all by itself, lifting its head up to the warm sun.
Isn't it lovely?
When I was much younger, much, much younger, a handsome young officer told me that my tears were like snowdrops. I've always loved them since.
Oh, who was he, Your Majesty?
Gregory Orlov.
Oh.
He was handsome, that one. He knew how to squeeze my heart until there were no more tears. Finally, no more love. And yet... Marfa, do you know that I would trade places with you, my little maid-in-waiting, for one more spring day with Orlov?
Your Majesty, please.
Oh, well. Why should I complain? I have had a good life. Little snowdrop, for a second you gave me back my lost youth. no one shall touch you, ever. You shall live out your life, and a royal sentry shall guard you, day and night.
Guard? A flower?
Yes, a flower.
Your Majesty!
You see, Marfa, he will really guard a memory. A memory I want never to leave me, even now, when it is so near the end. Come, Marfa. Let us return to the palace.
That is the story, Your Imperial Majesty. A guard was posted there beside the flower day and night. The Empress, she soon forgot all about it. But of course, no one dared to countermand her order, even though the flower had long since withered. The sentries have been changed every 4 hours since I was nothing but a page boy. Why, I even knew one young fellow who guarded the spot all his life. He couldn't remember a day he had not stood there on duty. But sometimes on bitter nights, when the icy winds howled across the river Neva, I used to see him standing there, his coat high around his neck, with the snow up to his knees. And at last, even the soldiers forgot the reason for guarding the spot. And so it has been to this day.
Strange as it seems, sentry after sentry actually stood on duty in Russia, day and night, through summer and winter for 75 years. Guarding a flower that did not exist.